begin the current daf themselves, but we come to the tzad, we begin on Bezin and Tesmat, we begin with the Gemara, Kirin Shiru Balayla. We're talking about where they saw it at nighttime. Now, Taisa says, well, and Ru'u Bayayim, well, that sounds like if you saw it by daytime, so then Dan Na Piriya, then you would be able to judge based on what they saw. Because the Leitash Migdal Maria, what they hear can't be greater than what they see. As the Gemara says, Rashon Daf Chofim Abayis. But if they saw it at nighttime, no, then they can't judge based on what they saw at nighttime. Why? Because what they see is like receiving the testimony. Like we said, it can't be hearing what they heard, cannot be more than what they saw. But the Kabbalah says this, the receiving of testimony is like the beginning of the court case. Now, the beginning of the judgment has to be during the daytime, even by monetary law. So, therefore, you would have to go back and testify again during the daytime. Since you have to testify, when the testifies cannot become the judge. But the witness who saw that didn't testify, like there are other witnesses who could testify in front of them, then such a witness could become a judge of the nefashes, even by capital punishment, that's not like the explains about if you have three people coming to visit a sick person, specifically because they came to visit, is what the Gemara was mentioning over there. But if they came to testify, then they could only write, then they cannot go and actually adjudicate the court case. Because they're witnesses, and the witness cannot become a judge. Now, here we see, not like the Rashbam, we see that even if they came to testify, if they're not, they could actually be dayan. Now, that's the Rabban. Now, Kiva, according to Kiva, fellow Eder Raya, even the witness who just saw, Ina Sadayin Bidin Nefashas, he cannot judge in capital punishment, because that's muffled, like it sounds like we're over here. Now, the Taimog, what's the reason? Because Mefarash, but Peg Bezim Makas, like explained in the second Peg of Makas, that'd be Bezim Adalf. Kiva, he says, Benan Sanedrin, from where do we get from the Sanedrin? No, Be'echach Harges Anefesh. That someone killed someone. Shema Mis Noisimiyad, Achiyamid Bebezim, that we don't kill him right away until you have a court case. Tamalim, it says, Adam Lefne Eidle Mishpah, until you put him up in front of the assembly of the judges to judge him, which is Achiyamid Bebezim Acher, until you go and you stand him up in front of another court. Which you see, that because the actual witnesses cannot become the judges just by seeing. That's what I'm going to say. But the Gemara Rishon Daf Chavav Madaf. As far as time out, the Gemara that explains the reason is Mishum Lechsib Shavto Eid Batsilo Eid, which is, but you have to try to find favor. But given the Chazal they cut them, but since they saw that he killed them, the Chazal is Chus, so they're not going to find merit anymore. So it's not like that's the reason. So if something you can say is no, the Hidah Makas Ikah, the Gemara Makas is the primary reason. But Rosh Hashanah, what's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah? Well, Lafarish comes to explain to us Duli Gemrinim Inah, that we can't learn out from there, because the Shani didn't nefashes. By capital punishment is different than Betzilo Eidah, because you need to be able to save the person. Berabanan, but Berabinik Law, Afila Eidah Meid Nasadayin, that even the witness who testifies could become the judge. So really, like we said, the main reason is in Masechtas Makas. And but in Gemara Rosh Hashanah is saying, but don't learn out from there, because that's regarding capital punishment, and that requires that that they do such a thing, that they try to find favor. But rabbinic law, even by a witness could become a judge, can mukha perikam the like it's obvious first by gitav hayim aveis, by actually the ksubat avchav alvam aveis, and v'tam de ena made nasadayin. So now, what's the reason why a witness in general cannot become a judge? So yesh mafarsh mishum davle edish in the techelazima, because this is a testimony that cannot be refuted. Why? Because the kibishu atzma ed, since the judge himself is a witness, the bedayin loy kabla zama atzma, the judge not going to accept any other testimony that could refute himself. Now, v'atam zeh kosh la ri dor lines. This is difficult, this reasoning to the ri from our lines, because the elemiyatav, that's the case, edma krim la diyam, if you have witnesses close that are relatives to close to the judges, lo yid b'fneim, they shouldn't be able to testify in front of them, davle edish edich lazima, you won't be able to do azama, because the judge is not going to accept testimony against their relatives, al kar chichim lazima beznacha, obviously no, because they could do azama in a different court, so achanami b'nei azama in a beznacha, the judge themselves could have azama done to them in another court. But as Rambam Farash, he explains a different reasoning. It says in the pasuk, "But Amdush Ne'anosh." The pasuk we wrote before that the two men stand up. The men were shvus. The Gemara says shvus. The Laman and Alf. Elo Edim Lefnei Hashem. These are the witnesses. Elo Edim Lefnei Hashem in front of Hashem. Elo Diyanim. So Mashmat sounds like Hashem. Do Edim Lefnei Diyanim, that you're having witnesses in front of judges. And as a relation, you Edim. That's me. Yeshu Bedon. That, but it's not the witnesses themselves who are sitting and judging. Another pshat vayperish ritam acher. A different reasoning, the Ein Nasadayin, that a witness cannot become a judge. From the Nafkalim, B'yam Hanchil is Banab. We learn from the Pasuk that on the day that he bequeathed inheritance to his sons, Dalpi, Hanchalase B'yayim, Shashamu Mavaka Achela, that, you know, those who came to visit him and they heard that he's bequeathing Shnazel Kalechem and Banav, that what he's giving to each one of his children, that each one, they'll be able to stand them up in their portion. Now, that's beyond of al pei shmas b'layla, but what they hear him saying at night, them lo yimidu kolecha b'chalakad. Each one cannot necessarily get their portion. Why? Fishes shmias b'layla, because what they hear at night, them in rulah then al pei em kedipirish. You can't judge at night, like we already explained that in the Tabel Amid. Now, v'kimin she'in yochel lo al pei reis layla. Now, since they cannot judge based on what they saw at night, temach yidu alim b'yam until they testify during the day. Temach le'edim, so they become witnesses. Ah, l'kach en yochel lo. That's why they cannot educate such a court, because the einan asadain, these witnesses cannot become judges. So amachu d'shashmina the einan asadain. So it's from here that we learn that the witness cannot become a judge. And the coming parakah, the mamas and the says, and then of lamdal and base remade the nafkali from mid that learns out she'in donin that you cannot judge. If look at my din, even the verdict el b'yam only from by daytime. When this is going from the fact that judgment is compared to a nega, b'yoyim and chiloy might have a base. What does he do with b'yoyim and chiloy? Mukula, and the Gemara explains that b'yoyim atem apel necholas, only at daytime could you bequeath v'yatem apel necholas, but you cannot bequeath at nighttime. Because the b'layla kais v'nein is it in, at nighttime you could write, but you cannot do the judgment. Masik v'azal kul esug ya'ad, havala eidim. Because then they're witnesses. V'in then nasanayin, and the witness cannot become a judge. Therefore, we have to explain that Rav Chisda said the whole ikkar lemaisa drasha of b'yamechiloi, the whole drasha of b'yamechiloi, is elmishem debay lafukim ina, because you want to learn that they in ed nasidayin. From Rav Chisda, like we just explained before, that's the source. Do you love the halacha also? Because if that's not what it's coming to tell us, ma'itzo klal b'yamechiloi remei, where is it coming to tell us? But the shapa, the maisa la now makes sense what we bring on that. But Rav Chisda, b'lo kama Rav Chisda b'lo yvav, because it's actually a continuation. That's the whole point of bringing this to teach us this halacha. Next is Masa the beginning of the Gemara going to Jeruba Lailam. For example, if they saw a night to Pedro going to Rashi explains this. But in the sea, Kriptarfin is really. That he's specifically going like Kriptarfin. Meaning that the judge could judge based on what he saw during the daytime. Says Taisa Bechin Pedro came, but for nothing did he say this, because the Philip Bekiva Nicha, even according to Bekiva, it also makes sense. Because like Gomid in the Fashi, you don't learn that from the Fashi, like I explained before. Kiva holds that only by the Fashi you can't judge based on his own sin. But then the Mamdis, he agrees that they could judge, like we said, you don't learn from the Fashi, and that's actually what the Gemara Shon is coming to teach us. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda Anasi could even hold like Rabbi Kiva.